This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Shares of Microsoft beat the overall rising tide on Wall Street today. Shares were up about 2.5% after the software maker's big new product announcement yesterday. Yes, Windows 10 is coming out, yada, 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 blah, blah, blah. The big thing was something called HoloLens, digital holographs, I guess, mixed in with the real world. Jesse Hempel is a senior staff writer at Wired Magazine. She has the February cover story. It's called Microsoft in the Age of Satya Nadella. Jesse, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
Tell me what these things are like. You've had them on, or a prototype anyway, right?
This is a little bit like virtual reality, except nothing like it. Because it takes all of the best elements of virtual reality and layers them into the real world.
Explain that a little bit.
So essentially, the Microsoft HoloLens is augmented reality. It takes bits of the internet and layers them atop the real world. And so that means that while I'm wearing these glasses, I'll see the room around me, but I might also be able to reach out and draw a circle on the wall that looks like a real circle on the wall.
Give me the, when you were up there testing the prototype a number of months ago, give me the electrician example, because that was kind of a cool whiz-bang thing.
Okay, so first you need to understand I'm a creative writer. I am not an electrician.
Right.
But Microsoft put me in front of a set of wires that were just jutting out of a wall and told me to please fix the wall light switch.
Wow.
So I put on the HoloLens, and an electrician came up on a Skype screen. Kind of looks like a video chat.
Mm-hmm.
And the electrician was able to look through my goggles to see the wall, see exactly what I was seeing. And then he pointed to a tool, and in fact, he reached down and he circled it. And when he circled it, the circle appeared on the actual tool on my wall and told me to pick it up. And then he started drawing all of these arrows and very quickly directed me to fix the switch. It took 5 minutes and I turned the light on.
He could see what you were doing, right?
Yes, he could see exactly what I was seeing.
So, you know, he could conceivably say, no, 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 not that one. Don't cut that wire. Right?
Yes, and in fact, he may have actually done that once or twice.
Do the compare and contrast for me with Google Glass, because that's the first place my mind went.
Right. Google Glass is to this product what minor league baseball might be to the major leagues.
That's or fairly rather, damning.
What my cousin's T-ball team might be to the major leagues.
Okay, that's even more damning.
Look, it's an early product. It, you know, Google Glass is old by now, and I think, you know, Google's essential, you know, decision to retool it is admission on, on the company's part. It didn't work.
Which is coming out under, you know, Tony Fadell, who did Nest and all that whiz-bang stuff.
Exactly.
How much credit does Satya Nadella, the CEO, the new-ish CEO of Microsoft, get for HoloLens?
Funny you ask, because that is what our cover story is about in February. He did not seed this project. Mm-hmm. It was in the works when he took the role, but this is certainly the project that will define his tenure. And he gets a lot of credit because really the trick here is not the cool whiz-bang technology. Microsoft has always been great at that. They will continue to be great at that. The trick here is taking this product to market in a way that developers can work with Microsoft to build it out and customers will embrace it. And really, Satya has been working to lay the groundwork for that since he took this job by working better with outside stakeholders.
What's the niche or the niche, if you will, for this thing? Is it gamers? I mean, Microsoft owns what is it, Minecraft, right?
You got it.
So is it gamers or is it the rest of us trying to fix that light switch in the wall that you were working on?
So it's both, and that's a tricky proposition.
Yeah.
But if this device follows the path that most devices take, it will first appeal to consumers and probably to gamers. And that's why the Microsoft acquisition of Minecraft was so smart, because your 8-year-old is going to be asking you, please, for a holographic Minecraft.
Yeah. The answer, by the way, will be no, should my 7-year-old be listening. Jesse Hempel, she writes for Wired. Jesse, thanks so much.
Thank you.